Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is a lovely day to be alive. We are grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday. It is the third day of August 2021. And we are just glad that God has allowed us to be here and still in our right minds, using our limbs, we're able to go and do the work of the Father. So we just look to the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. It's just beautiful to know that we have the power and the authority through Jesus Christ to do the work that he's designed us to do. So this morning, I'm going to sing a song. I'm going to start off with a song, and then we'll go into our prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, we just thank God for the blood this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. We just bless your name, God. God, you are so wonderful. You are perfect, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Lord, and you direct our path, oh God. We delight ourselves in you, God, and you give us the desires of our hearts. And so, Lord, today our hearts are to please you, oh God, to live for you, to do your will, God, to seek you the more every day, oh God, seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you're yet near. My God, we know that as we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us, oh God, and we're grateful, Lord, even for this time of fasting that is coming up this week, oh God, on tomorrow, Lord. We pray, Lord, as we seek your face and look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because we know our help comes from the Lord. We have the help, oh God, to put the devil under our feet, to beat the devil down, to let him know that we are victorious. We are kings and queens in Christ today. In the name of Jesus, we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation called out by you, O Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And sometimes the kingdom of God must suffer violence, and the violence take it by force, O God. So we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost, O God, that leads us and guides us and teaches us, O God, and intervenes on our behalf, O God. We are grateful, Lord, that we do have the authority to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us, O God. So we thank you, Lord, today for your authority, O God. We know, Father, today without you, we are nothing. Without you, we would be like a ship without a sail, tossed to and fro on the wind. O God, we know sometimes the wind and the waves may come, Lord, strongly, O God. But we have the authority through you, through your word, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We also thank you for the angels, O God, that you dispatch, Lord, that you have out there for us, O God. There are angels that speak to us, oh God, tell us things, oh God. There are those who are in battle for us, oh God, those who are there to help us, God, and what we're doing, Father. So we thank you, Lord, today for your love and your grace and your mercy, oh God. You are a merciful God. You are a kind God. And this morning, oh God, we ask you to forgive us, Lord, for any wrongdoing, any unrighteousness, oh God, anything that we've done, said, or thought that was not in your will, oh God, creating us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in yours, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, O God. Well, we don't want to hold any grudges against anybody. We don't want to harbor any ill feelings, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you, Father, to help us to have pure hearts and clean hands, that we will get stronger and stronger in you, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I pray that the healing spirit continues to take over each and every day, oh God, that the healing spirit will heal and deliver and set free today, oh God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, oh God. So we do pray, God, today for Sister Marie, oh God, that you continue to heal her knees, oh God, and continue to take away the pain, oh God. And even as she is going to therapy, oh God, we pray, God, today that she will get the deliverance that she needs, oh God. Sometimes, oh God, we just have to just be patient and wait on you, oh God, but we are trusting and depending on you, oh God, for that deliverance, oh God. If there's anything there that should be removed from her body, oh God, remove it today, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we thank you, Lord, today for Sister Gladys, oh God, that you're healing her body, oh God, and delivering her, oh God, from all the things, oh God, that the enemy has tried to bring against her, oh God. We bind up sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the Gibson family, oh God, Jamila, Benjamin, David, Celeste, and Abraham, oh God, all those who had the cold and flu, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, today that you heal them and deliver them, oh God, from the sickness and disease that has attacked their bodies, oh God, completely annihilate the devil, oh God, and the demonic spirits, oh God, that attack people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have the COVID-19, those who have been infected, oh God, and sick, Lord, many are in the hospital right now, oh God. We pray, God, today that you heal them today. In the name of Jesus, my God, you are the strong deliverer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we do pray for Apostle Horsley, oh God, and his wife, God, that you continue to heal them, oh God, and deliver them, God. In the name of Jesus, all the sicknesses, oh God, that are out there, we pray, God, today that you deliver this morning. In the name of Jesus, our sister Juanita, we thank you for her healing today, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray that every blood vessel, every corpuscle, every tissue, every artery, oh God, is being healed. The kidneys, oh God, the spleen, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There are those who have heart conditions, oh God. You're the one can heal the heart today, oh God. Sleep apnea, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, the disease in the leg, oh God, that Sister Barbara has, oh God. We pray, Father, today that you remove that, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God. Sister Deborah, God. Sister Linda, God. Oh, my Father, you deliver, you heal, Lord, in Jesus' name. You said by the stripes of Jesus we are healed, so we believe that we are being healed today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord, we just praise you, God, today for cancer, oh God, is being removed from bodies this morning, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, prostate cancer, lung cancer, oh God, breast cancer, oh God, leukemia today, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, brain cancer, oh God, my Lord Jesus, we pray and thank you, Lord, today that you remove the cancerous cells, oh God, and bring about healing. Those who are taking chemotherapy, oh God, those who are doing radiation, whatever treatment, oh God, let it move the cancers out of the body and bring about healing in the bodies today, God. Guide the doctors, oh God, as people go to the different things that they're doing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We magnify your name today, oh God, because you are delivering, because you are healing this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, there are little children, oh God, who are sick, oh God. There were children born prematurely, oh God, and you can heal their bodies, oh God, and help them to develop, oh God, even outside of the womb, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, their mothers who are suffering from postpartum depression, oh God, so we decree this morning that they will no longer be depressed, Father, but they shall rise up in you, oh God, that the joy of the Lord shall be their strength, oh God, with joy. They will draw water from the wells of salvation, oh God. So let the salvation come today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God, as you bring about healing across this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, those children, oh God, who are just don't have enough food to eat. Sometimes their stomachs begin to swell, oh God. They look so bad, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would even bring the nutrition that they need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we pray for those, oh God, who have arthritic conditions, oh God, that you remove the swelling from the joints, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, my Father, we just praise you, God, today that you are healing the minds today, oh, God. There are those who are schizophrenic, bipolar, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we pray, Father, today for the Alzheimer's conditions and mental conditions, oh, God, that have people where they don't remember who they are or where they are, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord, I decree and declare healing today in Jesus' name, oh, God, that you heal the lunatic spirit that is out there, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, there are those, oh, God, who are just wild in their minds, oh, God. There are those, oh, God, who don't have any stability whatsoever, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, Father, for this deliverance this morning. In the name of Jesus, that you bring about the change that they need, oh, God, as they look to you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, sometimes it takes somebody who is outside of their person, oh, God, that will just be standing in the gap, oh, God, and make up the hedge, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just stand in the gap this morning, oh, God, as we bring about deliverance, oh, God, through prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, Moko Shetar Makara Kutula Shatar Makira Moko Shetar Makate Shetar Makati Make Shatar Makula Shetar Makula Shita. My God, we just thank you today for the opportunity to be in your presence, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, today that we have come to you in the time of trouble. There's trouble all across this world, oh God, across the land, oh God, in our states and cities, oh God, in our neighborhoods, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for the spirit of peace, oh God, to be released right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind up the demon of confusion, oh God, and hatred today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, let there be peace around, oh God. Let it be peace in every home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who, God, who continue to fight and bicker every day, God, those husbands and wives who can't seem to get together, oh God, and be on one accord with you, God. In the name of Jesus, healing spirit, take over right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just thank you today, oh God, that we realize and recognize we need your help in destroying the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus, we bind up every interfering demon, every wicked spirit that would try to stop the progress of your people. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the powers of darkness, the wickedness in high places, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those who are out there planning and plotting against your people, oh God, I decree and declare that their plans are stopped, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even the witches and the warlocks and the wizards, oh God, their plans, oh God, being stopped right now. Draw them to you, God. Let them come to the kingdom, oh God, and renounce and denounce what they're doing against people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray, Lord, today that as you help Jehoshaphat in his battle against the three armies, oh God, we pray that you help us right now against all the armies in the spirit realm who are trying to destroy this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we realize and recognize that you are our God. My God, we thank you that your perfect help comes to at the right time for the needs that we have today, God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we just praise you, God, today for the spirit of salvation, oh God, coming upon our families, oh God, as they turn to you, God, those who are stumbling around in darkness, oh God, we ask you, Lord, to take away the darkness, oh God, and let them see the light of Jesus. Stony hearts, Father, and give them hearts of flesh, oh God. We do realize that multitudes are in the valley of decision, oh God. So we pray and thank you, God, today that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, many are hanging in the balance, oh God, but we realize and recognize that you're right there, oh God. All they have to do is call on the name of Jesus, my God, and freedom shall come to their lives, oh God. We thank you for their freedom this morning, oh God. We praise you, God, today for our sisters, our brothers, our nieces, our nephews, our aunts, our uncles, our children, our children's children, oh God, grandmothers and grandfathers, great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, those who will come in the future, Lord, our friends and neighbors, oh God, our enemies, oh God, we decree and declare that they too shall come, oh God, those who are serving Satan, oh God, those who are serving God that cannot see, cannot speak, cannot do anything, oh God, we pray, God, today that they will come to seek your face, oh God. Seek you while you may be found, God. Call upon you while you're yet near, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. I pray for Roderick, oh God, that you deliver his soul from hell, God, that he will receive you, oh God, very soon, God. Lord, we have been praying, oh God. You did tell us to pray without ceasing, oh God, but we continue to pray, God, even for Tony, oh God, that they will come out of their drug addictions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Each and every one who is strung out on drugs, oh God, many people are out there on the streets, oh God, can't seem to function because they need a drug, they need a hit, God. Oh, my Father, deliver. Take away the pain, oh God, that some of them are experiencing, oh God, in their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, Moko Shetara Lukule Shanama Kuli Dalama Konashtanako Tula Meke Nanana Shanako Lida. My God, we just pray, God, today that you continue to heal and deliver the minds today, oh God, because people just need you right now to have peace, oh God. Peace across this world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If they would just come unto you, oh God, all these are heavy laden and burdened down with the cares of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, today that they will realize and recognize that they can come to you, oh God. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, we just decree this morning that the God shall arise and his enemies be scattered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And when the enemy comes in one way, he must flee seven ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for the peace of God this morning. As we are about to go into another prayer, everybody, I ask that you open up your lines, open up your, unmute your lines so that we can all pray together. We want to pray for salvation this morning, pray for the family to come to Jesus Christ. This morning, in the name of Jesus, let us pray together.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Salvation, healing, and deliverance, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Eddie. My uncles, my aunts, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of your might right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for you and being a body.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God,
that
Lord God,
yes, Lord God, we have the victory in the name of Jesus.
Lord God, I pray, Lord God,
thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for we come forward in the name of Jesus.
I pray for my dad, Lord God.
Yes.
we will continue to just do our prayers. Prayer is so very important. So for everybody here today. So right now we're going to ask you so that we can go into the Word of God this morning. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this time of fellowship and being able to pray and to study His Word. So today we're going to talk about the fact that we, you know, as we pray, we want to pray very strong, strong prayers to be able to overcome the devil, to put him out of our lives, to put him under our feet, to let him know that he is a defeated foe because of what Jesus did on the cross, because of what Jesus did for us, we have the authority. So we're going to start off today with 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 40 through 45. And as we go into the Word, let's remember that our fast is starting on tomorrow. And these scriptures, some of these scriptures that I'm using today are the scriptures we'll be using during our fast. So let's just, you know, focus on destroying the enemy because he's out there, and we will be relentless in our pursuit against the devil because he is relentless in his pursuit against God. So here in 2 Samuel 2, verse 40 through 45, it says, "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They looked, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not." Verse 43 says, "Then did I beat them as small as the dust of the earth. I did stamp them as the mire of the street, and did spread them abroad." Verse 44 says, "Thou also hast delivered me from the strivings of my people. Thou hast kept me to be head of the heathen, a people which I knew not shall serve me." I'm going to stop there at 44. And so what I just want to share and encourage each and every one of us is that we have the authority through the Word of God. The Word of God is the weapon that we need. He tells us in his Word that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So when we speak the Word of God and put it on the devil and put it against all the things that may be trying to come against us, and different people have different issues that we may be dealing with right now or that we will be dealing with down the road, but we have God's Word. We want to stay faithful to God and stay faithful in his Word. And when you have the Word, you have what you need against the devil. We're not fighting against people. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the rulers of the darkness of this present world and the wickedness in high places. And many times when I think about the high places, we're thinking about the spirit realm, those things that are we cannot see with our eyes, but we know that God has given us authority over the spirits out there. Jesus gave us that authority through the Holy Ghost. So we want to use that and even speak and say that the blood of Jesus is against you, because we know that the devil cannot overcome the blood. Sometimes you just need to speak that. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you in the name of Jesus. And we destroy the works of the devil when he is trying to overcome us and trying to keep us in bondage. We have the authority of the Word of God. So we're going to use that Word of God. And we see here in the very first verse that we read this morning, "For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me." And many times I just think about Jehoshaphat and how God helped him and his army against three armies that were coming against him, and he did not have to fight. The Lord had them fight one another. And many times you need to just use that Word and say, "Lord, help my enemies to fight each other." There are times you're on the job and people may be coming against you. There may be people in cahoots with one another trying to destroy your reputation or whatever it is. But you can ask the Lord to cause them to fight one another so that you won't even have to fight the battle. You're fighting the battle in the spirit realm anyway. You're praying and you're interceding on your own behalf and on behalf of other people. We know that Jesus Christ himself is there interceding on our behalf too. So we're going to go to the next scripture, which is 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 through 24. I mean, through 21. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And so we just have to realize and recognize that the cross cannot be glamorized. It was not a pretty thing when Jesus was up there on that cross. It was a brutal, bloody execution that took place there. The Roman soldiers that took part in it was to them, it may have been a form of entertainment, but in our eyes, we can picture Jesus being shoved to the ground to end up sprawled in the dirt and gravel atop Calvary to the jeers and laughter of the soldiers. Actually, they hung him up there on the cross, and they grabbed him and were rough with him. And, you know, it was a horrible thing. You know, just thinking of the fact that Jesus hung on the cross and all the pain and the shame, they pierced him in the side and they mocked him and they made light of what they were doing. But Jesus hung exposed to the elements. And we know that it says that sweat like drops of blood dripped from his brow. And why did he do that? He did it so that he could help us all to receive salvation, he was the atonement for our sins. And so we thank the Lord today for Jesus being on the cross. Here in 2 Corinthians 5:19, it says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we would never maybe understand the cross fully, but we realize that Jesus died for us. He died for us. He was no ordinary man. He was more than a man. He was the Son of God. In all of history, there has never been anybody like him and never will be anybody like him. He hungered, he thirsted, and his body needed rest just like ours does. I mean, our bodies need rest too. Many have visited his place of birth, and we realize that he also openly confessed his mother and acknowledged his brothers and sisters. He was a human being. He was God in the flesh, and he was completely a man. Yet he is it's equally obvious that he was more than just a man. And Nicodemus recognized this, as we see in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 2. It says, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So Nicodemus understood that, and we must understand he was not just a man. Even the best of men cannot stand up to who Jesus Christ was. God was in Christ, and Jesus was God made manifest in the flesh. So that's important for us to know, that Jesus was better than us. He was the man of God. He was God himself, and he was God who became man so that he could come to this earth and do what needed to be done for the atonement of our sins. And because of all of that, we have authority. And the whole point is that because of what Jesus did, we have authority over the devil. And so we thank the Lord today that Jesus was the eternal, omnipotent, holy God, the creator of heaven and earth and all things. As we see here in John chapter 1, verse 3, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then Colossians 1:16 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So then what was he doing on the cross? Why was he there? Why was Jesus on the cross? 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto him, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So Christ was on the cross because of man's sin. So So in verse 17, Paul declares that when a man is in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a saint, a heaven-born son of God, a heavenly-born son of God. So we thank God that apart from Christ, we as men, we are sinners. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. And so what this means is that we inherit a sinful nature from our parents that poisons every part of our being. Even as we see here in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 through 12, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. So we thank the Lord today that Romans 5 and 18 verse, the first part of it says, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation. And Paul writes in Romans 3 and 23 that all have sinned. And we know that we all have sinned and come into a sinful nature because of what happened when Adam and Eve were in the garden. So Jesus redeemed us. He redeemed us from this law because of what he did on the cross. So God is holy, and the very best we could offer him is as filthy rags in his sight. So Jesus died on the cross in our place. We don't have to go and hang on the cross. We don't have to bring those doves and bulls and things that they did years ago because of what Jesus did. So 2 Corinthians 5 and 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto him, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So we just note once again that not imputing their trespasses unto them. The simple fact is that we have all sinned, all are under condemnation, and all deserve to die. But instead of charging us with our own sin, God laid them all upon his son. Christ in love took our sin and made it his very own. He died so that we wouldn't have to. We know we have to die to sin, but we don't have to die to make an atonement for any sin that we have committed. And so what did Jesus accomplish? We have been reconciled to God. What does that mean? To those who have accepted Christ as Savior, it means our relationship to God is made new. It doesn't mean that we are perfect, because we are not, but we do have a new relationship with God. We have been reconciled, brought back to him. In verse 17, Paul tells us that all things have become new. So we are new creatures in Christ. This is the meaning of reconciliation. We were sinners. Now we are sons. We were condemned. Now we are justified. We were enemies. Now we have fellowship with God. Yes, that's wonderful. Reconciliation goes beyond forgiveness. We can forgive someone without being reconciled to them. But we may put away the offenses but not restore the relationship. But God does both. He forgives us and he reconciles us to him. So that is awesome. I thank God for that. So we know that he has not put away our past debt of sin, but he has not only done that, but he has also brought us into his family. He's prepared a place for us in his heaven, and he has promised that we will be with him for all eternity. So we're looking forward to that day, and we pray that our families will also make that decision to come into the body of Christ so that they can prepare for eternity. We have been made the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 says, For he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. So God took our sins and charged them to Christ's account. And he takes Christ's righteousness and places it to our account. This is the basis of our new relationship to God. All of our sins, past, present, and future, have been paid for by Jesus' death. Hallelujah, Jesus. They are no longer on God's record books. He tells us that he throws our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Instead, when God looks at our account, he finds us as righteousness as his son. So God made him to be sin for us so that we could be made the very righteousness of God. Again, not in our behavior, but in our being, that part of us that goes to heaven, the real you. So we thank the Lord today for this opportunity to be in his presence and to know that we are new creatures in him. Old things are passed away. Behold, we are new in the Lord. And because we are new in the Lord, because we have come to him, because of what Christ did, he has given us a power. He has given us the authority. He even sent the gift of the Holy Ghost so that we could use the Holy Ghost against the devil. We know that the Holy Ghost pleads on our behalf with yearnings and groanings that are too deep for utterance. There are times we don't know what the Holy Ghost is saying, but because the Holy Ghost knows the mind of God and it knows what we need, it will intercede on our behalf. And so we go into the Spirit of the Lord as we come against the tricks and schemes of the devil. So we want to continue to fight this good fight of faith, to move forward in the Lord, to rise up, to continue to rise in the Lord. We don't want to fall down. We don't want to get weary. We don't want to be weary in well-doing, because we shall reap when we don't faint. So these are the things that God has placed in the Word for us. And so that's why I always emphasize that we read the Word, study the Word, understand the Word, and let that Word be in our hearts, that we will be able to come against the tricks and the schemes of the devil. We have family members who are just so controlled by the devil, and we know that the Lord will bring them out as we pray for them and cover them in prayer and intercede on their behalf, and let God know that we truly believe that he is bringing them out of their dark place, those dark places that they're in today. Some of them don't realize that they are trapped. They're trapped by Satan, but we decree this morning that those traps are being destroyed, that they would not continue to be in those traps. They would not be bound by the devil, because we are beating them as small as the dust of the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. When you beat them down so small, then they disintegrate and they are no longer there. You know, when you think about that, we just thank God today. As I was just thinking today, as we have come to this place and time in our lives, we will rise up in him, and we will continue to be the men and women of God that God has designed us to be. God doesn't want us to be wimpy Christians. He doesn't want us falling over and just not being able to rise up against the devil, because the devil is out there. We realize that he's always there until the Lord calls us on into our heavenly place. We will have to contend with him, and we will have to beat him down. We will have to use the Word. As Jesus said when he was came off of his fast, he said, he kept telling the devil, "It is written, it is written." So he kept referring the devil back to the Word of God. And so we want to do the same thing, refer the devil back to the Word of God. It is written that I shall be healed. It is written that I am delivered. It is written that I have more than enough. It is written that I love my sister and my brother. It is written, you speak that word and let the devil know you know the Word of God, and you're using it on him to destroy his works in your life and in your family's lives. We just want to continue to pray and intercede on behalf of those family members. So many of them are, like I said, it's just horrible when you listen to some of the things that they're doing or some of the issues that they're dealing with. And many of these things that they're dealing with is because of decisions they have made. And we realize that we have to pay the price sometimes because of decisions we make. But we know that the Lord God Almighty, he is merciful. Thank God. I am so glad that God is merciful and he is kind enough to have patience even with the family members right now. So we thank the Lord for that today, that you have received something out of this word today, and that it will be beneficial as you go forward in your life. So Lord, we just thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, for each and every sister and brother, that we all will not only hear your word, but we will do your word. We will work your word, oh God, and destroy the works of the enemy. We thank you that we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. So we thank you, Lord, today that we have the victory. We have victory through Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. We appreciate you, God, for showing us your word and showing us the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So let's just open up our lines once again, and we're going to see if you have something you want to share this morning, if you got something out of this word, or if you have a prayer request, and there's something that you want to say before we leave today. Amen. The lines are being opened. Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris.
I just want to say thank you for everybody that prayed for my dad. He had his surgery, and it was successful. He's feeling better. I just want to thank God for just keeping him while he was in his surgery. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give God some praise for that victory.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a healer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just want to thank God for the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And you know how he just heals and stuff. I'm just feel pain this morning, and I don't feel any pain at all in my back. And so I just thank God for the victory in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank God for all the prayers that went forth in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
I pray for you, Jesus, for our sister Gladys, oh God, and what you do with her body now, God, and how you're delivering her, God, giving her the peace of God in her mind and her thoughts and her body. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you this morning. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Good morning. This is Sister Juanita. I just want to thank God as you were ministering the word this morning. One thing that came out to me is that considering all that God has done for us, that Jesus Christ took on all our sin and took on all our sickness and did so much for us, that when we reflect on what he's done, that we don't have a right to hold anything against anybody regardless of what they've done to us. Because in spite of what anyone has done to us, the Lord has given us so much. He's opened so many doors. So I'm just thank God for just being reminded that the Lord has done so much for us. And as a result, I don't have a right to hold anything against anybody, you know, just to continue to pray for them. The word says, pray for your enemies, pray for those that spitefully use you. And I was just reminded of that as you were speaking this morning. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Sister Juanita, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Anybody else have anything to share this morning? All right. Well, we thank God for that. And I want you all to keep me in prayers. I prepare for the women's program at Pine Street Baptist Church. For those who are local, if you are interested in coming, I will. Well, actually, I'll just send out the information. If you can make it, that'll be great. So let us just all come together and give God some praise. Let's just praise him before we leave today. Just honor him. Don't please, Lord. Just give him praise. Hallelujah. Jesus, my
thank
God,
you,
my
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are perfect,
thank you,
Lord,
for the victory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, that's only what we're going to do for Christ is going to last in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God.
The word of God.
Hallelujah.
The angels have provided for us.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mine is stayed on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
High power.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The things that you've already done, the things you're doing, the things that you're about to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the victory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord God.
Praise for being faithful, Father, in the name of Jesus, staying committed to you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and you cannot be.
Where would we be?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Lord God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your name, Father.
Praise, praise. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for a spirit of laughter and a spirit of praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. For he is worthy to be praised.
There is
none
like
God. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Thank you, Father.
Praise
Thank
God.
You, Lord.
Coming to the top of the hour, prayer. And the
Thank
unity
you.
Here is so sweet. We commune of the host and the saints of God coming together. That's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Know that we do that. We're in different places and we're not together as far as in the room, but because of technology, we're able to come together across the world. So thank you, sisters and brothers. And this morning, as we're about to leave, I make declaration for every brother and sister in Christ, that includes all of us, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is completely rejected, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus, and we thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one place to the next. Wherever we're going, we know that he has angels out there. I decree no accidents or incidents as we travel. I decree this morning that every financial mountain is removed from our lives. I decree that the devil is under our feet, and we are victorious through Christ. I decree that we are alive unto God through Christ, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives as we trust in the Lord, as we delight ourselves in the Lord. He will give us the desires of our hearts. I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed, and we are redeemed from the curse of the law. I decree showers of blessings upon our lives daily, right now. We receive it, because we believe it in Jesus' name. So let us rejoice in the Lord. Let us all realize that God, yes, God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. We are in a sure place with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus, and the Lord is making us to walk upon the high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and as you go into your fast starting tomorrow, seek the face of the Father. Beat the enemy down. Tell him no. Destroy the works of the devil in Jesus' name, because we have the authority through Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.